listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, Scotty. It's AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're back with episode 42. Is that right?
That's right, John. Episode 42, part one.
Part one.
And we usually do this on Sunday, but you were in AZ.
Out of town,
trying
baby.
To track down Lerv's balls.
Right.
Any luck?
No luck.
No luck.
We went to Bell Rock, and they weren't there.
But you're back.
I'm back.
Now, on Sunday, we were going to do the whole show via Skype, but you could not get a network connection.
I could not steal any bandwidth from any neighbors.
That blows. So, we're doing a special Tuesday night podcast.
Yeah.
We went out to the forum and we said, hey, call between 8 and 11. And we gave them the Skype number to call.
Yes.
And we're actually starting at 8:55, John. Right on time.
Might have to shorten this one up tonight. You know, I got a little jet lag.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, yeah. So how was your time off without me?
It was all right. You know, the wife is so jealous of you. Every
Why?
Day asking me, oh, did you hear from John? No, not today. Oh, does that make you sad? No. And then the one day when we did talk on Skype, oh, did you hear from John today? Oh, yeah, actually I did.
We were Skyping.
You did? What's going on? And then tonight when I said, yeah, I'm going to head over to John's for the podcast. Oh, all right.
Well, didn't you get my message from the babysitter?
What message?
That I called.
When I was telling my wife I was leaving, then the babysitter said, oh, yeah, some guy called. Really sexy voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Right.
She said, what's your name? Last name? Okay, how do you spell it? Okay. And you want him to call you back? Yeah.
Really? She asked you how to spell your last name?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why she gets the big bucks, man.
They have your number? Yeah, they do. But she never told you?
She did when I was leaving.
Oh. Because then I saw, right after I called you, though, right after I called you, I went upstairs, checked out Skype, and or logged into my laptop, and you saw me, and you tried to Skype me.
Yeah, I sat down, we got home, I sat down on my computer, I was putting some crap together for the podcast, and I saw that you were online, so I immediately went online. It was perfect timing.
Oh.
Coincidence, John?
Coincidence or?
Or are we soulmates?
Oh. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, we can jump right into comments, John.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to hear about my trip?
Oh, yeah. Of course I do.
Oh.
Fantastic. Tell me about your trip.
Well, first it started off as a fucking nightmare. It took 9 hours to finally get to our destination.
From
the the minute we left our house here.
Chicago.
Got in the cab. No, left the house, got in the cab, got to the airport. The flight was just delayed like a half hour, but for some reason, because of the strong headwind that we had, it took like 4 hours to get there. And then we were stuck in the airport for another, whatever, couple of hours.
Arizona?
Oh, yeah. We got off the plane, we got our baggage, and then there was a hassle getting the rental car. We didn't get to, we left here around 5:30. We didn't get to my wife's parents' house till 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
How about that?
That's out of sight.
So that'll be the last time I think we fly into Sky Harbor. And I think we might do something else. Like fly into, what's the other town in Arizona?
I don't know. Phoenix?
No, that's where we flew into.
Tempe?
No. The other big
Scottsdale.
Arizona.
Scottsdale.
No.
Gilbert's.
Dumbass itself.
Just fly into Tijuana and drive over.
Gilbert's? Did you say Gilbert's?
Gilbert's, right?
It's Gilbert.
Oh, it's Gilbert? Just one of them?
Yeah. Yeah, Gilbert.
All right, then. And so then you get there. Does it get better then once you're there?
Well, then I just slept the whole time.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. The wife went to a spa with her mom. We did visit the Cubs training camp. The Chicago Cubs training camp. And the kids got their gloves signed by Derek Lee, first baseman of the Cubs.
Wow.
And Cedeno, who is, I think, the new shortstop or second baseman. And while we're there, the greenskeeper, my son Nate, he has no problem striking up a conversation with anybody. He starts chit-chatting with the greenskeeper and asks him, "Hey, man, can I come out on the field?" And he says, "For what?" "To play catch with my dad and my sister." No. he goes, "Why not?" The guy's like, "Well, I'll tell you what. If you want, you could come in and I'll pretend I'm chasing you around to get you off of the field." So that's what he did. He went out on the field, ran the bases while this guy pretended to chase him, wiped out into third base, and had a great time.
Do you have the video camera?
I shot a little bit of it with my, I had one of those little, Canon handheld, what the hell you call it?
I don't know.
A camera. It's just a regular digital camera, but it has video capability.
Right.
No zoom or anything. Just, shoots like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. We went out to eat and stuff, and that was it.
That was it?
That's it. Saw a movie.
What movie?
The Pink Panther with
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty snoozy.
Fell asleep.
Yeah, wasn't that great. It wasn't as funny. And my father-in-law pegged it before he fell asleep, which was within 5 minutes. Yeah. He was like, the original Blake Edwards one, they were better because when the scene where Steve Martin opens up the car door, you see the bicyclist coming, so he's going to smash into it and flip over the handlebars. But in the Blake Edwards version, you never see the guy coming. He just opens the door, and then you see the guy slam into it. So it's a big surprise.
Hmm.
So once he saw that, he was he was out.
Was the theater crowded?
Not really.
So no real big laughs at all?
Well, it was during the day. They're retired, so.
Oh, right.
It was Friday.
Uh-huh. Huh.
No real big laughs.
All right.
But that's it. That's all I got. What do you got? What do you got, Scott?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
How was the trip back?
The trip back was pretty painless.
Painless. Nice.
Yeah, it was quicker. It was like 2 hours and 40 minutes back.
Any movies on the plane?
Oh, yeah. There was Zorro, and there was a movie going out. There, which was the Johnny Cash movie.
Walk the Line.
I didn't watch either. I watched Waiting on my little Arcos portable video recorder.
Waiting?
Yeah.
Waiting?
Waiting.
Never heard of it. Is it about a restaurant?
Yeah, it's the Van Wilder. Who is that guy?
Oh, right. Where he's really fat?
No.
And then he gets thin?
No.
No?
No, he's not fat. No, it's a movie about servers working at Shenanigans, like a Bennigan's.
Right.
And, they do shit.
How they spit on your food, yeah, and shit like that.
There's a scene where Dane Cook, and I started to dry heave in the plane because it was too gross for me. Where Dane Cook reaches into his crotch and rips out a bunch of pubic hair.
Yeah.
And he goes, "And now for the garnish." And he kind of twirls it around his fingers and shoves the pubic hair right into the food. And they serve up a big honking greeny spit right into the gravy. And
yeah. What did the customer do to deserve that, John?
She was just a real biatch.
A real biatch.
Did I tell you to bring my food yet? I'm not even done with my salad. I didn't tell you to bring my food yet. And there's not enough gravy on those potatoes anyway. What's the matter? You can't listen? You having a hard time listening?
Have you ever been out with people like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I push my plate aside when it shows up.
Right.
I lost my appetite.
It's like, yeah, those aren't capers. Those are mouse turds.
Because you know that the waiter or whatever is going to go right back and say, hey, do whatever you want to this person's food.
Take a big shit right there. That's not an Italian sausage. That's feces. A human. Speaking of feces, I don't know who it was, but somebody, mediated thought. You got to check out the picture on the forum that he left. It's a chick taking a crap down a bowling alley,
and
it's like 10 feet long. Did you see that?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's nasty.
I saw something really disturbing, though, on Consumption Junction. It was a woman eating feces right out of a guy's ass.
And, oh, we've seen that before.
But not like this. And here's the thing. What is it? It's like these Norwegians are into this. They're the only ones that are into this.
We have seen this before. What do you mean?
Not like this.
The shit video.
I've seen the shit video. This was worse for some reason. Because she practically ate the guy's bunghole out while the crap was coming out.
Oh.
And it's what's going on over there in the Netherlands?
I don't know.
Because they only talk like this. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready.
You psychopathic bitch.
I don't know, man.
And they play that lame music and backing track.
Yeah.
Who films this stuff? Where would you even come up with this idea? We got to ask Professor Tom about that. What that fetish is called, eating feces. And how that could possibly, like some fetishes with the feet, like when you're an infant or something. A shoe rubs on your wiener and you have your forced orgasm. Okay, I can see why you'd have a shoe fetish. But how does the shit fetish come about? How does that originate, John?
I don't know, man.
That's a question for Professor Tom.
Scatology. Should we call him? No, we got to wait for Erica.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the big surprise call.
Big surprise call.
Our first Skype of the night.
I'll take that out in post.
Well, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Well, let's get right into comments there, Johnny.
Comments.
We only got three of them.
Thanks to you.
Total Talk Nonsense is so funny. And quoting my friend and saying, it creams my panties. Not seriously. But it is very well done and hilarious at the same time. All and anyone right. who does listen... Doesn't listen is a smacktard. That's from Daisy, John.
Nice.
Viva la TTN. Every time they release a new show, I get a tickling feeling in my swimsuit region.
What'd you say? The FBI.
It feels like happiness and sunshine. That's from Spike and Rachel. You've saved many lives. Was a time when I would be at work welding a bracket, grinding apart, cutting some metal, and all I could think about was how nice it would be to shove a welder up my ass.
What?
Wait a minute. While simultaneously grinding off my balls and shoving my head under the auto saw just to it, and then it stops. That's from Neo D Hacker.
He doesn't say shove a welder up my ass, does he?
He says, how nice it would be to shove a welder up my arse.
Ah.
Simultaneously grinding off my balls.
Right.
And here's another comment that got cut off, John. And I got this email from...
What the fuck?
Stirfella. Remember Stirfella?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, John and Scott. I'm listening to episode 41, part one, and have gotten to the bit where you read about my comment on Podcast Alley. From what you read out, I realized that half of my message must have been lost. And without the rest of it, it makes no sense whatsoever. Anyway, here it is in the full thing and how it should have been. And I will just quote his entire comment that got cut off. Like, I believe Neo D. Hacker's comment got cut off. So does Podcast Alley now have a limit to the number of comments?
I guess, maybe.
So, I told you not to vote for us before. Now I'm saying don't even leave a fucking comment. Because
wait a minute.
They cut the comment off to only, what, 50 characters, 100 characters? That's censorship, man. Fuck that. If you want to get in touch with us, drop us a line on the email and we'll read your goddamn emails.
You're very angry,
just
young man.
Just cut fucking Podcast Alley out of the mix altogether, John. Anyway.
Doesn't the Podfather own it?
His original comment was, evolution or intelligent design, I have been listening since autumn. That's fall for you. And guys, I'm hooked. I've recently gone back to your first podcast and working through them one by one. You guys just got funnier and funnier, which is great, especially things like the introduction of Phil McCracken Whitcomb, the origin of the phrase Spiny Norman, and the birth of the immortal line, John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
That leaves me with just one question. Has this happened because of evolution, or is there some of intelligent design going on
here? We got a call coming.
I'm right in the middle of this. It sounds like there is some sort of plan which may blow out of the water all your ideas on evolution.
Also, I've noticed that since
you told people not to vote for you a couple of podcasts ago, they have done just that.
Hello?
Because of this, you have slipped down at the Podcast Alley rankings to number 18 in comedy. Come on, guys. You need to rally the troops. I have listened to a few other podcasts in the comedy section, and you deserve to be placed much higher. Sort it out. Stefan C., just north of London, UK. All right, then.
Okay, this is John of Total Talk Nonsense. Who do we have? What say you?
What say you?
It's Erica.
Hey!
It's Erica!
How are you doing? Good.
Our first Skype caller.
Scott was just lamenting. Is that the right word?
Sure.
About Podcast Alley, as usual.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
He's crying about the comments now. Well, he's telling people not to leave comments.
We've had two comments that were censored. They cut them off after 100 characters or whatever. They just get cut off.
Well, that's not censored.
Yeah, it is. It is. So if you want to reach TTN Total Talk Nonsense, drop us an email. All right? Drop us an email.
Yeah, but what about the voting thing? You guys are only like
Forget
34.
The voting. Who gives a shit about that?
By the way, this is our first Skype call live while we
I don't
podcast.
Care about the voting. Who cares about the voting? And here's Thanks the reason calling, I don't care
Erica.
About the voting.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Here's the reason I don't care about the voting. Because how many referrals do we get from Podcast Alley? Anybody? Can anybody answer me?
I don't know. What do you
zero.
Mean?
The big zero. The big
zero.
Nilch. Is it nilch?
All right, zilch. But that's close.
The big nothing.
The big nothing zilch.
Zilch is nilch.
Nil plus zilch.
Because they still haven't fixed our link to our website, so we get absolutely no referrals from Podcast Alley. So what good are they?
Right.
What good are they, John?
Right.
They're starting to censor comments. The voting is a scam. It's a sham.
Well, the people are making it a scam.
I'm going to cut myself.
What people? So what say you, Erica?
Other podcasters.
Erica, to our new listeners, Erica has been a guest on episode 13 and 23, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
MySpace, she is one of our friends.
No, that's not the same picture up there.
No,
oh, you
not.
Have a different picture on your MySpace, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very good. Very nice.
So this is fun. What are you guys talking about?
I am looking at your milky breasts right now.
We're getting
talk.
Through comments.
Oh, that's on Skype.
And then I just did an email. And now we're about to get into our new forum members.
Cool.
I told my wife you show your cleavage on Skype. She thought that was cute.
Oh,
that's cute.
Nice. Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oh, you think it's hot that my wife thinks it's cute? We'll have to hook you guys up.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. This is a private conversation, Scott.
Please
turn your headphones off.
Okay. I'll do something else.
So where do new people come from? Have you ever asked anybody, like, how they started listening?
No, we haven't. Why did you start listening?
Well, because I know you.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
From where? You don't know me. We don't know each other.
We already went through this in one of the podcasts.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
We all know each other. We are all friends.
That's right.
That's out of sight.
Out of
So you have no idea where your new listeners come from?
No, we don't. I think some of them we get from
hold on a second.
Referrals.
Can you hold on, Erica?
Got another call coming. Yeah, I can hold. Sure.
Hold on.
Wink, wink.
AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. This is John.
And I'm Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Professor Tom.
Professor Tom!
What's up, man?
What's up?
I saw you tried to call me just a second ago, and I was on the line with somebody. So.
Hey, we got a question for you since you're on Kinky
Fire
Sex
away.
Radio, Professor Tom. What is it called when people have a fetish for feces?
Fecal freak or fecal fetish.
Fecal freak, fecal fetish. Now, most of these people seem to be from the Netherlands. Would that be correct?
The Netherlands.
I don't know. I thought Germany was the stereotype.
Germany?
Yes.
Yeah, Scheisse films.
Scheisse films.
I mean, it's a stereotype, you know what I mean? Like Japanese porn and, you know, bukkake and scat with that. I mean, I think it's kind of evenly distributed, but the most common things you'll see passed around on websites by people like, hey, dude, this is gross, check it out. Japanese.
We got
Japanese
Erica on the line, too.
Or German Scheisse films. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
What is bukkake again?
Sorry, I forgot to tell you that. You're
okay,
on the
bukkake.
Air with AKC.
That's awesome. Hello, everyone. Bukkake is a large amount of semen.
Oh, like
multiple,
5 gallons,
male,
right?
Yeah. Well, or multiple guys.
Well, Scott knows about that.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever hear a cum cookie, Professor Tom?
Is that
game?
A band?
No, it's a game. Cum cookie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know what this is.
Yeah, John told me about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of guys get in a circle and they jerk off, and the one furthest to come on the cookie has to eat it. That's cum cookie.
You know who
the
actually
one,
told
the last.
Me about that?
Ew. No,
yeah, my wife actually told me about that.
Oh,
Erica.
Trivia. She picked up from out of nowhere. Hey, Erica.
Say hi to Professor Tom. Tom. Professor Tom,
hi,
Erica.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Is there a delay?
I think she's just breaking up a little bit, but I'm on a hotel Wi-Fi connection, so God knows what kind of speeds I'm getting.
Now, where are you, Professor Tom?
I am right outside of Orlando, just
and
barely.
What are you doing outside of Orlando?
Touring the country. I have a touring theatrical production that I run for a couple of weeks during the spring and for 3 months in the fall. And we're currently at Oviedo and Sanford. They're both right outside of Orlando, performing some shows, our last two. And then we're going to Mardi Gras this weekend.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. It's the 150th Mardi Gras and a very important one for people who are from there because, you know, the hurricane and such.
Which you used to live there, right?
I did until about 3 weeks before Katrina, believe it or not.
That's right. We talked about that on, I don't know when.
Episode 40.
41.
Wait a minute.
At some point.
Let's not talk about that again.
We discussed that.
So have you done some shows already?
Yes. We went from New York down through Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland. So we crawled down the East Coast.
Is it new material?
Then, no. Same show we ran the last couple of years.
Same show? And how's it going?
Really good. We got a new guy who we had to really put through the paces. He had to learn a part in a weekend, which if you're an actor, you know. I mean, he had to learn about 7-8 pages of dialogue.
Yeah, I know how that is. I am an actor.
In a weekend.
No, I am. I've been paid to act, okay? I'm a professional.
So have I.
And so
has
John.
That's why he brought up bukkake. That's acting. They call
I was
that.
On the receiving end.
I'm a thespian. Acting. I'm an actor.
I want a Woody. Is that what they called him, the Family Guy? I got a Woody.
So the guy's cutting his teeth, but he's working out.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
And you're getting a good reception from everybody?
Yeah, really well. It's nice. And we're thinking about running a similar show in some theaters in Chicago. So if I get those going, I'll let everybody know, and you can come out and see. It's sketch comedy.
Oh, no doubt.
Scott, remember the Viaduct Theater?
The Viaduct, yes.
They
I actually checked them out.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a list of. There's a nice thing about living in Chicago as opposed to New Orleans, is the theater community there is, well, it's bigger, but it's also better organized. So I was able to go to a website and download just all the rental information for almost every theater in Chicago. Which
awesome.
Is quite cool. Yeah.
Cool.
The weather down here is amazing.
Where are you at again?
Orlando.
Orlando, right? Erica, you're breathing into your mic, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
I could hear
Don't
your
stop
nose.
Her. It's kind of sexy.
Somebody's breathing and somebody's typing
but
on
you
a
gotta
keyboard.
Go, you gotta go, like that.
Not as sexy when John does it.
So I can fake it just like the rest of them.
Here's the thing, John. Why did it take us 42 episodes to get into Skype? Because there's so many cool things we can do with Skype.
I don't know. I kept getting emails from Professor Tom, do it. And I just, you know.
Well, thank you, Professor Tom.
Oh, no, bro. You know what? I'm actually a week behind you. We're starting Skype. We're going to start trying to integrate Skype next week, next episode. I just uploaded Kinky Sex Radio 12 about 20 minutes ago. And on lucky number 13, we're going to start trying to put Skype in.
And is that because you're on the road?
No. I'll be back home by then. Just barely, but I will be back home.
So when did John and Scott get to come into the studio with our three mics?
As soon as the only reason we didn't do it the last couple of weeks was because of the change in co-hosts. I didn't want to start her with us three jackasses.
Right.
In the room.
Understood.
She'd never get to talk. She'd just sit in the corner and go, man, this, I don't like talk radio. This sucks.
These guys are assholes.
So
all they
you
do
did
is drink
find
wine
a new
and make dick jokes.
Especially the fat
gypsy,
drunk one.
Oh, that's another question I have. What is the fetish with the big gut? The guys with the big gut?
I think it was just a fat fetish, wasn't it?
Fat fetish? Just under classification of fat?
Yeah, I think it was just the most popular body part among those who preferred big guys.
Well, let's just cover that again. It wasn't the thick cock. It was the it was the gut.
Why, how many shows we got to relive this? What the fuck?
This is the one they play at the big 50th TTN show when we have the roast. We're going to play nothing but clips from episode 40.
That's all you got,
and then
man.
And the jam. We'll play the jam.
That's, oh, my God. Right. I got grounded from Rick's guitar for that.
Oh, did you hear about that, Professor Tom?
Yeah, I heard. I just listened to, I think, your last podcast. I haven't been able to get. It's my internet access has been sketchy, but I caught up with you guys yesterday or the day before. I listened to all three parts. Because there are three parts.
That's right.
I mentioned that.
It's a PSA. There are three parts. Part one, part
and
two,
third,
and part
the third
three.
One's always the best one.
Well, yeah.
Well,
John doesn't drink too much.
We're pretty hammered. Well, usually Scott
good, see,
is.
There's, you realize there's a whole slew of not too bright Total Talk Nonsense listeners who've never heard Phil McCracken.
Right, because
they listened to the
first one.
They're the not too bright listeners.
And this is the service announcement, a PSA here, that there are three parts. So download all three.
Oh, that reminds me. Let me just segue
here.
He's
going to go off into the podcast alley again.
Part 40.
Rears his ugly head.
I'm sorry. I keep mixing up my terminology. Episode 40, part 3 with Professor Tom. He was in part 1, part 2, and part 3.
But right.
Episode 40, part 3 exceeded 1,000 listens on TTN Total Talk Nonsense.
Wow.
Now, what is that high for you guys, or is that average? Or
That's pretty high. We've really seen a jump in the last month. What's happening is, what is it, Murphy's Law, where they double computation every so often? We're doubling listeners every so often. So
right.
We see this huge jump, but this is our first podcast to exceed 1,000 listens.
Well,
and
congratulations.
There was more hits, or there's more downloads than that, but when you divide up the gigaboots, there's 1,000 people that listen to the whole show, so
wow.
to speak.
Really?
Right.
There's 1,000 people?
To that one,
and
yeah.
Yeah, well, there's probably more listening to just episode one. And it's probably disproportionate and all
and
that.
And then going, these guys suck, and not listening again.
But then you've got apparently an equal number of people who only come and get episode part two.
Right.
Because it's 1,000 evenly distributed.
Right.
That's awesome, man. That's really good. I found there's something going on with podcasts because my numbers do the same thing. They're the same spike. They don't go up gradually.
But when they spike, they stay at that level, right? They don't.
Yeah, or they. Yeah. So like, let's just make up some. So like 100, 100, 100, 400, 397, 350, 301, 800.
Right.
It's just bam. And then it rides around 800, 750, 600, 1,000. And I don't know why. I don't know if that's just us, the two of us, our shows, or if that's every podcast. That's the same thing that happens in my numbers.
I think it's every podcast. Well, except the sucky ones, but.
They go the other way, you think?
Yeah, but I think it's the you tell two friends and they tell two friends. I think it has something to do with that algorithm. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it, I'm almost through a whole bottle of Muscat.
a whole bottle of biscotti.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Before part one,
yeah.
Professor Tom.
Oh,
you're still in part one right now?
Something about Professor Tom makes you guzzle.
I get nervous.
The alcohol.
He's such a professional. I get nervous.
You think I'm a professional? Have you heard my show?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got some pipes, man. We debuted. A lot of people love that show with you on there.
He's got a good George W. impression too. Not to mention Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's got all of them. He's got every impression.
I've been practicing the W. Still not there yet, but I like the W. It's fun to do. Well, you're in the South, you know, you almost slip into it. You go in the gas station, it sounds like the guy's like, you want a fill up on number 3? And you're like, oh, wow, that's awesome. W and Elvis are real similar, you know? You ever notice that?
I never saw it.
You can almost hear him. My domestic spying program is fight terrorism. It's real close.
It is.
Terrorism.
I like the W. I like his voice. I don't like him.
Did you see him talking at the latest national whatever it is called, the reusable energy?
They let him in?
Yeah, NREL or whatever. Yeah, and he's hunched over. He's got his arms crossed, and he's leaning on the podium. You know, you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Isn't that how a chimp sits in his cage?
Yeah.
If he's not jerking off. There.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Jerry's he's come down firmly against half-man, half-animal hybrids.
Well,
did you hear that in the State of the Union?
That's just like a closet homosexual coming down on the fags. It's the same goddamn thing.
That'd be Carl
Rove.
He
said in the State of Union address that he was going to see that there were laws passed to prevent human-animal hybrids.
Wow.
I swear to God, that's in the State of the Union address.
We'll have to get a copy of that.
It's awesome. Like, well, you remember before that he did, what was it, Mars? We're going to Mars. And then, yeah, he's got just this one wacky-ass part.
We're going to Mars.
Where we will find minotaurs and mermen.
Mermen.
And we will be against them.
Because he is
I
such...
in his world.
Well, he's such a simian, man. God, I can't take it.
There's a widget. You know, Confabulator. Have you ever played with that? It's a desktop application. KON Fabulator. Confabulator, right? You can download it. It counts down the number of days you have left in office.
Oh.
Before Bush goes away.
You know,
we should get that because when he does leave office, our show is going to change drastically.
Yeah, but
But I theorize that he will remain in office for eternity because we're going to go to our war with Iran and he's going to cancel the election because we're in wartime.
See, I think he's setting us up. I think we're going to go to war with the mer people of Mars. I think that's where he's going with that. I think he's got a plan. We want to attack the half dog,
because the wise men,
people.
The wise men brought frankincense and myrrh people.
And myrrh people. To the baby Jesus.
To the baby Jesus, they brought frankincense and myrrh people.
Now that Murray.
On Xmas Day.
The Virgin Murray, she was a virgin.
Virgin Murray. She had a lot of courage.
She had a lot of courage.
A lot of courage.
Yeah.
Here, how do you do that?
I don't
Hang
know.
On one second.
I just learned how to conference as
we
were talking.
You should get a message in a second.
And Rika's boobalas, you know, it's quite nice.
Oh, okay. Now I see them. Those are lovely. Oh, you have freckles. I have a really good monitor,
Wait
by the way.
Wait a minute. Let me blow that up. All right.
Oh, my God.
So you're in a hotel room right now? Are you doing Wi-Fi?
Holiday Inn Suites or something. Holiday
nice.
Express.
That's hot.
That's pretty cool.
You know, Chicagoland, the whole thing's going to go Wi-Fi.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold They're on, doing municipal Wi-Fi
Yeah,
or
let
what?
Me see if I can get John to stop. Hold on. Hey, man.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
I was just jerking off.
Okay.
On my picture?
Well, hold on. I'm going to squirt.
I thought that was
John for a second.
Wow.
Shouldn't have fucked me so hard. Anyway, what do you think to W and Laura? talk about. Hey, Laura. I like your little kitty.
That's sick. Stop it.
Hey, Laura. You want to touch my pecker? Why don't you come over here and touch my pecker, Laura?
Hey.
Takes courage to touch my pecker.
We can call this guy a chimp, but let's not get into this. I don't want to this talk about this.
Check out my my weapon of mass destruction.
First of all, the W hasn't had sex with his wife ever because he's gay, okay? We've proven that on previous podcasts.
Yeah, because those two daughters don't look anything like him.
Look like the milkman.
They look like Cheney.
They look like Dick Cheney, yeah.
Cheney's got a gun. He's
oh,
got you
to do
on
that?
The run.
Were we supposed to do that this episode?
What?
Sing that song?
I don't know. What the fuck was
there
that?
Were several people who put parodies in there.
Did they?
And I think your post, you said we would sing them on air.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
You didn't
I'm not ready for
it?
That.
Oh.
No, I have to practice.
Cheney's got a good...
Practice
well,
makes
you know,
perfect.
I heard somebody actually played that tune. Somebody parried it. Parried it with, while they were fencing. Parodied it. Did it. Did.
Parodied it?
That's it. I should be more of a teetotaler than a wine drinker.
It's a lot of courage to say parodied.
Courage. Yeah. Yeah.
And nuclear.
Yeah, and I make fun of the W, right?
Nuclear.
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 And disassemble?
Yeah. That means not tell the truth.
God.
Yeah, what did this guy wrote? He wrote, Cheney's got a gun. Cheney's got a gun. Went hunting for some fun. Reputation's undone. What did Dick Cheney do?
Oh, there's the key of H.
He shot his pal. Yes, it's true. They say, I don't know. I don't even know the song, so I can't do it so well. But somebody actually laughed. That is awesome. Did you see The Daily Show the other night? And I added the clip, actually. The Daily Show is pretty goddamn funny. There's a clip on our forum if you want to check it out from Crooks and Liars. And it's pretty effing funny, them making fun of Cheney. John Stewart says, he puts on the clip where the rancher says, yeah, Mr. Whittington got peppered by some pellets. And they cut back to John Stewart. And he says, peppered? Peppered? You put pepper on a Caesar salad, for Christ's sake. This just in. Harry Whittington was just seasoned within an inch of his life. That was funny.
Seasoned like peppered, yeah.
Peppered, yeah. Get it? That's why I don't have the TV on, Scott. It's not on, is it?
Can we turn it on?
No.
Come on.
Last time we had it on, all he kept telling, oh, look at that. Oh, no, just fell down.
That's not true.
He's watching the Olympics while we're podcasting.
Olympics only happens every 4 years.
Right.
The Winter Olympics.
So TiVo it.
All
right. What the hell?
So here's some things that we have upcoming on TTN Total Talk Nonsense now that we have Skype. First of all, we're going to start paying whatever we have to pay to get voicemail, right?
All right.
So we're going to be able to accept voicemail 24/7.
Oh, I got an idea for that if you don't want to pay. The voicemail that I have, I don't pay for.
Really?
Yeah, it's not Skype. It's a 206 number.
Yeah?
So,
oh,
nice. Yeah. And I'll set you up with the, it's like, it's I got the address, but it's like K7.net or something. It's what all podcasters use. The only rule is somebody has to call every 30 days. That could be you, you know?
Sweet.
And it emails it to you as a WAV file, which is really nice.
Oh, that's really, that is.
Yeah, the sound is kind of crappy compared to Skype. So if you want to play a lot of clips on the air, I would say spend the money and get a Skype account, Skype out or whatever it is. But if you're just looking to take voicemail, like I just wanted to get them so people could ask questions, they didn't feel like typing.
Well, I've heard of like a stream recorder, like Freecorder or something like that, that you can set up and it automatically answer. Well, your PC will automatically answer. You could set it up for Skype to automatically answer, and then Freecorder.
Now, if you get that set up,
on.
Send that to me because that's interesting.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's some of the things that we're thinking about with Skype. We can have an on-air karaoke contest, right, with Skype. We can do the dating game. We got to hook up with Daisy, make sure she's all right with that. We can hook Daisy up with three of our bachelors.
Yeah, we can do interviews, have people walk around. As soon as I figure out, because Professor Tom told me about Pocket PC for Skype.
Yeah.
And if we could have somebody stand out in front of a Panera Bread and hook up through their Wi-Fi and just interview people as they walk in, they just got to hold up the Pocket PC up to their mouth while they're talking. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
or
you're saying.
We could do a lapel mic on them.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know they were being recorded.
Unfortunately, my Pocket PC has only headphones out and then the onboard mic, and I haven't tried
it yet. Do you have a USB port?
No. It has just the connection on the bottom, but maybe there's some sort of adapter for it.
Because you can get that Griffin iMic, and that goes from 8th to USB.
Right, I've seen that. Scott has... Weren't you going to get that for your iPod?
Yeah.
But you didn't?
No.
Yeah.
Now, my understanding, since you guys have Skype, you can do up to 5 people in a conference call, right? 1 moderator and 4 others, is that correct?
I think it's more than that.
I don't know. We just have right now the 3 of us.
But you could also do a contest, if you like a quiz show if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dating game, quiz show.
Like a wait, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Scott.
What?
Back to the dating game thing, Daisy.
Yeah.
17, yeah. Underage,
yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
Jailbait.
It's cyberspace. It's a virtual dating game. We're really not going to set Daisy up with
What is a jailbait when you're Skyping? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not, there's no statutory rape.
See,
we're
that's where the fascinating thing comes in. Which 40-year-old bachelor will Daisy choose?
As long as we rig it so that a 16, 17-year-old boy wins the dating game.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
That's the key. She can talk to the dirty old men and then, look, your boyfriend won. What a coincidence.
Yeah, we're not forcing people to download the show. We're raping their ears every time we talk. So
that's right.
Statutory ear rape.
And we have all the explicit warnings out there already. Explicit material.
Right.
Parental guidance suggested.
And now they'll know that you mean it.
Right.
Why don't you find some single girl?
Daisy is single.
Oh, right.
She's 17. She's single. She's in California.
Oh, you mean another girl for Daisy?
No, that's not what I meant.
She does go both ways,
John. I'll do that on my show.
Yeah.
Who do you recommend, Erica? Who are you thinking of?
Nobody.
Maybe an older woman?
Erica, are you
single, Erica?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
I think we have a winner.
Recently single.
Recently single.
There's a story there.
There is.
We're going to have to.
You can hear it in her voice. Yeah, she said, recently. Like she just killed him. Recently single. What'd he do, Erica?
Like, I'm not getting into it now.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll have to. Maybe, you know what,
Professor
Tom? I have a portable, I don't know if you upgraded your mixing board or whatever. I have a portable mixing board that we could bring along, and it's 3 input. And you
I'm
going
to leave that joke alone.
I didn't know you were 3 input.
Well, I was going to say, a lot like is Scott.
I have 6 inputs.
Is this 3 input from Asia?
I have a 6 input board.
Well, I was going to say, in case Erica wants
those are all female inputs, right?
In case Erica wants to take her
They're
story
AC/DC.
To Rodney Park.
They're AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Oh. So, yeah, we can do that really soon. I wanted to give Gypsy maybe one more episode to kind of get her legs under her before I sprung everybody on her.
Nice.
But what we could do, I thought about doing this. Why don't we do a bonus episode and just put it in both feeds? It'll just be a 20-minute with no theme, no, has nothing to do with either show, just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
A drinking game or something, I don't know. Come up with some kind of idea.
Yeah, let's come up with some theme.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Maybe like a game show thing or something.
Hey, man, we're running on 45. We got to run.
Hold on, before we leave,
Jesus
you asked
fucking Christ.
Professor Tom,
we're
going to
be here till 2
John
in the morning.
For some images. Did he ever get those to you?
No, get those to me, John.
Well, I sent them to... me, and I was hoping to finish him in Arizona. but I never got a connection. And I actually, we're sitting out in front of a one of those Comfort Inns, and I got a connection. And I was like, oh, my God. But I had no headset or anything, and we had to run to the store because it was my son's birthday and blah, blah, blah. Big, long story. But I never had a chance to actually work on them because I couldn't download them to my laptop. I emailed them to my TTN account.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
And I was supposed to have finished them and then sent them to you while I was in AZ.
Okay, so Professor Tom, let's give him a due date. What are we looking for here?
I'll have them to you by the end of the week.
By Friday,
I'd
Saturday?
Like that. Okay. That's great, because I'd like to have it up by the end of the month. But to be honest with you, even if you sent it right this second, I wouldn't really have time to work on it until I got home anyway.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't sweat it. You got until Mardi Gras.
Okay. No problem. I'll have them hopefully done tomorrow.
Rock and roll.
If I don't have a lot to do at work tomorrow. Actually, I don't have Photoshop at work. I'll have to do it here. Do you want, they're just JPEGs, right?
Or any of them. I can convert it, so it's no big deal. You can send anything you want.
Okay.
As long as they're the right size.
Okay, yeah. I'll put them exactly to what you emailed. And we got to put a promo together, Scott. Have you been working on that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of research. A lot of research. A lot of anal analysis.
All right, we got to run. We're going to take it to part two. So if you want us to call you back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's up to you guys.
All right.
You know, whatever.
All right, we'll call you back.
Absolutely, thanks.
Erica, you want us to call you back?
I don't care. I wanted to stay on for a minute, though.
Why?
After you guys end it.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
So just continue.
Continue, John. Just press the stop button. But we will continue with the Skype call. Is that too confusing?
Huh?
Yes.
You guys call me back once you get into part two, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. How do I put Erica on hold?
All right.
How do I put her on hold?
I don't know.
There's a big green hold button at the top.
Is there?
Yeah.
Where?
Search. Right next to profile mute. Keep going to the right.
Profile mute.
Right.
Ah! Okay, we're putting you on hold. You're on hold. All right. All right, Scott.
All right, John.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody, we'll be back in a little bit. Just a click away.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.